What about follow-up with docetaxel maintenance? Have you been utilizing that yourself in a non-protocol setting?
I have, yes.
And when you do that, I guess one of the questions oncologists ask a lot relates to the issue of using growth factor support with a maintenance docetaxel. Do you do that?
I haven't, because we haven't really needed to.
How do you find patients tolerating that part of the regimen?
I personally have not had lots of problems with neutropenic fevers. So we have not had to give it routinely.
How about sort of general tolerance after the patient's already going through chemo and radiation? How do they handle the docetaxel maintenance?
You're certainly right. After going through chemo radiation, they are, quote unquote, beat up somewhat. But I have not personally had a lot of problems with handling single agent docetaxel following chemo rads.